Chapter 10 The Fight. Romeo's friends, Big Benvolio and Mickey Mercedes, are walking down the street.
I hear that Ty the Tiger is looking for Romeo.
Aren't we all? It seems like Loverboy has better things to do these days than spend time with his friends.
Ty knows we were at the Pink Flamingo and he's furious. Someone has to warn Romeo.
Romeo will be okay. He may be a sentimental idiot, but he's good in a fight. Anyway, Ty the Tiger is all mouth.
Ty the Tiger and Silent Pete arrive from the other direction.
Well, speak of the devil.
I've been looking for you two. Where's your little friend?
Why do you want to know?
That's between me and him.
Is that right, Tiger? But what if I'm between you and him?
I can cut my way through. Captain Ascalo has my gun, but I still have this.
Oh, look! It's just like mine!
My quarrel's not with you, Mercutio. You're not even part of the Montague family.
Romeo arrives, looking happy.
Here's the man I'm after. Romeo. You have insulted my family for the last time.
Tiger, relax. For once, I have to agree with you, my friend.
You are no friend of mine, Montague.
We are closer than you think, you and I. From this day on, I promise that I will no more insult your family than insult my own.
Romeo, what is wrong with you? You're humiliating yourself. Come on, Tiger. Are you man enough to face me?
Mickey, no! Put your knife down!
Do your best, Mercutio.
They start to fight.
Ben, help me stop them!
Romeo steps between the two men. He takes hold of Mickey's knife arm. But Ty takes the opportunity to plunge his knife into Mickey. Ty the Tiger steps back. Mercutio's blood on his knife.
Ben, call for an ambulance.
Big Ben runs off to find a telephone.
Ugh. Damn, both your families. Romeo, why did you get in my way?
Mickey, I'm so sorry. Is it bad?
Oh, no. I just have a hole in my body. Oh, damn, your families.
I just wanted to make peace. Don't worry. The ambulance will be here soon.
Not soon enough, my friend. But at least you will get what you wanted. This time tomorrow, I will be at peace. Damn all Montagues and Capulets!
He dies. Romeo looks on in shock. Then takes Mickey's knife and turns toward Ty.
It was me you wanted to fight, you son of a bitch! Here I am!
They fight. Romeo plunges his knife into Ty, who falls down dead. Romeo is standing over the two bodies when Big Ben returns.
Oh my God.
I didn't want this.
Romeo, we have to get out of town. Now, before Captain Ascalo finds out about this.
But I was just trying to...
Come on, we have to run!
Romeo drops the knife and runs after Big Ben.